He said, I'm telling you this because you're the nation that's going to bless all the nations of the earth. And I want you to know how I think and how I act with regional powers and national powers on the earth. You've got to understand it. Why? Because you are the instructor of the knowledge of God to the rest of the earth, Abraham. Abraham pleads for mercy and he gets it. A few are saved. Lot and two daughters. Moses, you've heard the famous time he cries out. He comes down. They spend 40 days. Now picture this. The children of Israel go up with Moses onto Mount Sinai. 70 elders from the people go with him. It says in Exodus 24, they ate and drank with God on a sapphire pavement. Oh my goodness. Astounding. Moses goes to go down. And on the way down, the Lord says, look what your people are doing. Within 40 days, those same elders that went down have now built a golden calf and they're worshiping it. He says, Moses, I'm going to kill them all. Moses cries out and says, don't do that. Don't kill them. All the other nations will think you brought them out here just to kill them. They won't understand. It'll defame your name. He goes, okay, I won't kill them all. Then Moses goes down and sees what they've done. And he goes, he gets the Levites to kill all of those who will not repent. Then he makes them melt down the gold, puts it in water, and makes the people drink the golden calf. And then he goes, and now that I've seen what you've done, he should kill you all. I'm going back up there to pray. He goes back up to pray, and Moses goes, God, I know this was horrible, but blot my name out of the book instead of theirs. How many of you love that prayer? How many of you know God's answer to that prayer? God's answer was no. Absolutely not. I will blot names out of the book who deserve to be blotted out of the book, Moses. No. Your blood is not holy enough to wipe out the sins of your nation. There's only one person's blood who's holy enough. His name is Jesus. You're not pure enough, Moses. You are not acceptable for one man's life, much less a whole nation. And you know what he tells him? I will visit punishment on those I will visit punishment. And you know the next verse, what it says? And so God sent a plague on the children of Israel. Now, you know what's crazy about that? In a few verses, Moses is going to find favor with God, and he's going to say, right in the middle, after a plague is wiped out, many of the children of Israel, Moses goes, hey, I know you just released the plague on them, but I've got favor with you. Show me your glory. And God goes, okay, I'll show you my glory. And Moses' face glows from that time on. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you know I could go all the way through the scripture and show you how if you confuse God's individual dealings with his corporate dealings, you will be unprepared for what God is doing on the earth. Do not confuse them. Your personal open heaven will not stop God's righteous judgment from visiting this land, and you need to know the biblical truth. Did you know Peter and John had a serious open heaven? It did not stop 70 AD, post-Calvary. Beloved, we have to wake up and understand God's dealings, lest we will not be able to hear, we will not give the interpretation to our children. We are so far from our forefathers and their theological gridwork, the Puritans and the revivalists. We've lost our way, beloved. We're sitting here with 4% church engagement in this generation, and we think our personal open heaven's going to cut it. Praise God for our personal open heaven. Praise God for healings. Praise God for deliverance. But beloved, we need a revival of infinite proportions to come to America. And if that view dulls you to sleep from the crisis of this moment, you better wake up, because you'll stand before him on that day. I already have. And I know his thoughts. I know his mind. And I've come tonight not just to convince you. I've come to plead with you. Plead with you for my son's sake. That we would wake up. That we would be in this thing and begin to get a fire in us to cry out for revival like we've never cried out before. Last thing. The third hindrance is this. We fail to discern the crisis because of the lull between two crises. God always gives a lull, a time for us to respond. He's so kind. And what happened in Josiah's day, in Joel's day, is they recovered financially and everything looked great for about 40 years. And then the bottom dropped out. And then the invasion came. Oh, but I thought Josiah brought a revival. No, Josiah brought a reform. We got the right guy in office. He put the right laws in effect. He outlawed idolatry. He tore down the high places. But you know, when he died in 609 BC, 3 months later, the children of Israel began to worship other gods. 3 months. What they were doing in secret came out public. Political persuasion is not going to save this nation. Legislation is not enough. Although I pray for every election and every piece of legislation, it's not enough. We are in a dire hour. We must hear and we must respond. Just stand. What do we do? Thank you, Alan. We feel really good right now. Thank you for ruining that great exuberant worship time. How do we move forward? Just a few points. Just as you're standing, everybody wait. If you have to leave, leave. But if you don't, don't. You didn't come all this way to pack it up and just leave right now. Number one, we've got to discern the season rightly, and we've got to be honest and repent for our inability to hear. Not too long ago, I was in the midst of a U.S. senator. That senator said, "We are living in such dire circumstances. I've been to 10 different major ministries in the land asking them, what is God saying? I'm voting on crucial issues, and I'm asking what God is saying, and I got 10 different answers from 10 different prophetic ministries." He said, "Either God is confused or we don't know what in the world he's saying." We know it's not the first one. God's not confused. We've got to hear. If there's ever a time to cry out for you to get ears to hear, you've got to cry out. We must form a culture of prayer in our lives, our families and our churches. Joel chapter 2, after warning about the next crisis, he says, "Listen, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. Rend your heart, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God." Why? He's gracious. He's merciful. He's slow to anger. He's of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him? Beloved, who knows if right now, it being up to us, if we took a radical break with the spirit of the age. Just not yet, but sounds great, but not yet. If we took a radical break with the spirit of the age, if suddenly the fire of the Holy Spirit came upon us, what if, imagine this, that the spirit of intercession so came upon the church in America that every conservative radio station seemed boring compared to the spirit of prayer we had in our cars on the way home from work. Imagine if the spirit of prayer came upon us where ESPN and CNN and Glenn Beck and all the shows really weren't that entertaining anymore. What if something gripped us with such awesome fire in our bellies that every waking moment we could not stop praying? Every day I'm asking God to put fire on the altar of my heart. I want to be terrified. I want to have the Spirit of God in me so much that I pray and demons tremble. Heaven opens. This city shifts. A revival comes. I want to have fire on my heart. I want to have fire in my home. What if this Christian life became not boring in a moment because the spirit of prayer apprehended us? What if it really got hold of us? What if the altar time wasn't so awesome? What if it was the prayer meeting that was on fire? What if the spirit of glory came and we got possessed with the spirit of intercession? What if it came? I was on the phone the other night. Lou Engle headed up 5,000 evangelical leaders to cry out for Ribka. This girl who turned from Islam to came to know the Lord. You know the story. I won't go into it. Who's being sent back to Ohio. And we were leading a whole prayer effort for the nation. We were crying out for God to have mercy. And Shirley Dobson came on first. She said, I've been seeking God. We are in a crisis in America. We must have revival. She said, I've been seeking God for His word for this coming year. She said, I've heard it. She said, I'm not talking about an impression. She said, I took seriously. I sought God. I heard the word. She said, this is the year of prayer in America. She said, this is the year when America comes to prayer. Oh, beloved, I don't think we've had a burden yet. I know I hop at it. I've seen it. I've been here from the very day one. We have yet to be gripped. We have yet to groan. We have yet to cry out. We have yet to intercede, to pierce heaven and see a revival come to this land. I know our prayers have counted. Every one of them were holy before the Lord. But I'm telling you, there is more for us to enter into. We've got to begin to cry out for God to send fire on the altar of our hearts, every one of us. Every one of us need a spiritual awakening in this room. I don't care how prophetically gifted you are or how good your preaching is. Beloved, we have 4% of this generation that even goes to church in any type of way. Evidently, we aren't that anointed yet. Evidently, our prayers haven't moved things yet. We've got to enter in at a whole nother level. And I'm here to encourage everyone who's in a prayer room in every small town in America, keep going. Ask for fire. Ask for fire on your prayer meetings. Ask for God to visit. Let there be a stirring at a whole nother level. Number three, we must not draw back from proclaiming the day of the Lord. Do not steal your neighbor's urgency. How dare you steal their urgency? If I'm wrong, I just cause people to go to the prayer room a little more. If you're wrong, their blood is on your hands. You better be right. You better search it out. You better take heed what you hear and how you hear. You'll answer for it. Paul said, I am guilty of no man's blood. I preached the whole counsel of God to you at Ephesus. We need to form a culture of prayer. We must rend our heart and not live disconnected from the sound of the alarm. We must feel the need and the urgency for revival. Young people, every school, you need to start your prayer meetings now. Let them come against you. Let them kick you out. You do whatever you got to do. You've got to pray. You've got to fight. This is a matter of life or death for you. I wish I could stand up here like 10 years ago and give you a pep talk about something, but I can't. I've got to tell you the truth. You've got to wake up. Your lives are on the line. Islam's not slowing down because you feel a little giddy and can dance some. It's knocking on your door and it's not going to let go. Much less a global religion and a demonized ruler that'll lead all the nations of the world. We've got to get in touch. You've got to feel the alarm, beloved. Do you know the nature of an alarm? It's rude by nature. Have you ever heard an alarm? You set the alarm, and the alarm goes off, and it goes, "Hello, Alan. Good morning. You know, it'd be a good idea if you get up. You know, the shower's going to be really warm. Isn't it a lovely day?" Do you know if an alarm was like that? That voice would just feel so good. Oh, yeah. But an alarm by nature is like this. Tell it to shut up. The only reason why you don't throw it through the wall is because you need it the next day. Some of you in here probably have thrown it. Beloved, what I'm saying sounds rude. It's all up in our business. But if you keep hitting that snooze button, let me tell you, you're in trouble. We've got to wake up. Don't draw back from preaching the gospel. Don't draw back. Don't be intimidated by anyone. It's not an hour to be timid of heart. We must give God no rest in prayer until the crisis is turned into a blessing. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to give us a burden for revival. Do we have a burden for revival? Are we gripped? In this room, nobody has experienced a great awakening. We've not experienced a move of God that's had ramifications for 50 years. Is that okay with us? Is that okay? Wasn't okay with our forefathers. It's not okay with me. It's not okay with us, is it? We've got to begin to cry out, "Oh, what if it was written in the year of President Barack Obama, the churches began to pray? What if it became written in heaven in the year of President Barack Obama, the stadiums began to be filled? In the year of President Barack Obama, God visited America. He shook it upside down. In the schools, His glory came. In the PTA meetings, in the courthouses, in the hospitals. Oh, in the second year of Barack Obama, what if it was written that glory came upon the church in America? It was the hour when the church prayed. Nobody knows why. We were as dull as every other year. But suddenly the wind came. Suddenly the fire came. Suddenly angels began to move. We began to pray. We began to ask God. It's not okay we just have a prayer movement. We've got to have a furnace. We've got to have a fire. We've got to have more than night and day prayer. We've got to have fervent night and day prayer. We've got to have on fire, gut-wrenching travail sounds that come from this stage that pierce us and make us cry holy. Where we're bent before God. Where we cry out before Him. Oh, who wants to? I want to experience God like that. Do you? Have you ever experienced a burden where you can't get rid of it for a year, 2 years, till the stadiums are filled and they worship night and day, the same worship team for 3 days straight? Healings on the inside. Salvation's breaking out on the outside. 100,000 in. 100,000 waiting to get in. Beloved, we have yet to see the promises. We've got to get a spirit of prayer. Who would want that tonight? Then we've got to start asking. You've got to wake up tomorrow, and whether the preaching stinks or is great, you've got to ask for fire in your belly. You've got to ask for a Holy Spirit move. Jesus said, as the scripture said, he who believes in me, out of his belly will flow rivers. Do you want a river flowing from your belly? Do you want a fire on the inside of you that when you come home, you're so gripped? Oh, God, grip us. You can only do this from heaven. We can only ask you, but have we asked? Have we asked? Have we cried out?
Send your fire, Lord. Send your wind, Lord God. Send your wind, Lord. Jesus. Send your wind, Lord. Jesus, come, Lord. Jesus, come, Lord. Come now, God. Grip us, Lord. Grip me, God. Grip me, Lord. I want to be great, God. Here it comes. God of the nation.
Come! Have mercy, God. Come, Lord. Rip every bit of darkness out of us. Rip it out, God. Pull it out. Set us on fire, God. Pull out every vestige of wickedness. Every inability to hear your voice. Rip it out, God. Rip it out. Send a wave of intercession. A wave of revival. Rip it out, God. Come to us. Come to us. Come to us, God. Visit us. I saw a vision of fire, of grace, of fire beginning to visit America. I saw a vision of fire beginning to hit the altar of every individual's heart. I saw people driving to work beginning to cry out for fire on their heart, beginning to cry out for God to rip out every wicked thing from them, beginning to bend before God and say, God, take hold of me. Don't let up. And for 6 months, a year, beginning to cry out. I saw grace begin to touch people's homes. I know in here, there are families where the children have not turned to the Lord. Our homes are being destroyed by the spirit of the age in America. I saw fire beginning to hit Christian homes. I saw the spirit of prayer beginning to come on homes. Beloved, there is a visitation coming to Christian homes that's going to turn the television off. That's going to shut ESPN down. There's a visitation coming. There's a fire coming. And I saw fire coming to churches. The local church, I heard, was going to become the praying church in America. The praying church movement has begun. The praying church movement. He's going to put fire. So begin to ask God for your heart, for your family, for your church, beginning to ask him to loose fire. There's a great wave of the spirit of prayer coming to America. Oh, God, release the spirit of prayer. Release the spirit of prayer, God. In my heart, in my home, my church, God. Send a wave of revival, God. Release it. Release a burden from heaven that the gates of hell cannot put out, Father. Release a Holy Spirit burden for revival that brought Finney forth, God. That brought Whitfield and Wesley forth, God. Oh, that brought William Seymour forth and Catherine Booth. Oh, God, send a wave of revival. Oh, send a burden. Send the Holy Spirit. Send the Comforter. Send the Comforter. Fire. Oh, Oh, the great hour of prayer. Oh, the great hour of prayer, God. Send it. Send the spirit of prayer, God. Oh, merciful God. Oh, kind God. Send the spirit of prayer. Send it. I want fire. I want fire. I want Holy Spirit Ghost fire. I want fire. I want it in my inner man, God. I want a reservoir of fire. I want a coal of fire. I want a river of fire, God. Oh, purge me from every evil thing. Purge me from every evil thing, God. Release the fire of the Spirit. Release the fire of the Spirit. Let songs be filled with fire. Oh, let prayers be filled with fire. Oh, oh. Let it come. Oh, shandalele bekitele. Oh, oh, oh. Shandalele bekitele. Shandalele bakanele. Shandalele bakanele. Oh God. Not in our watch, God. Not in our watch, God. Release it, God, more boldness. Put iron in our inner man. Give us a forehead of iron. Give us a forehead of iron. Let no one's face intimidate us. Let no governmental official intimidate us. Let no educational politician intimidate us. Put iron in our gut. Put iron in our spine. Put iron on our forehead, God. Put fire in our belly. Put fire in our prayers, God. Fire in our hearts. Fire in our minds. We need a Holy Spirit move. God, start it all over America. God, I ask at every city represented here, begin to release Holy Ghost fire. Begin to release a new grace for intercession. Oh, beloved, you're not going to give up. You're not going to get discouraged. There's too much at stake here. Hear me now. This is the word of the Lord to you, intercessors. Do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Do not fear. Do not draw back. There's too much at stake. There's too much on the line. It's time for the hour where we let go of our human strength and we ask for the Comforter to visit all of our prayer meetings. We need Holy Ghost fire. It's the hour. It's the hour. Right now, God, release it for every city in America. Every upper room. The global upper room, God. Begin to release fire on it. The hour of great fire on the global upper room. Begin to release it, God. Fire. Fire. Fire in Fort Mills. Fire in Charlotte. Fire in Redding. Fire in California, God. Fire in Houston. Fire. Fire on Joe Osteen. Fire, God, on Joyce Myers. Fire on Benny Hinn. Fire on TBN. fire on God TV. Let it be the hour of the great prayer revival in America, God. Release it. Release it. Release it in the name of Jesus. Fire. Fire on Paducah, Kentucky. Fire on Lexington. Fire. Fire on Austin, Texas. Fire, God. Fire in Lubbock. Fire in Alaska. God, release it, God. Set Seattle on fire. Oh! Put the eastern seaboard on fire, God. Oh! Oh! Chicago and St. Louis, start a fire, God. Start a fire. Start a fire in Joppa, Missouri. Start a fire in Springfield. Oh, set the assembly of God on fire. Oh, set them on fire, God. Oh, set them on fire, God. Oh! Not one missing. Every United Methodist, every Presbyterian, every Episcopal, every Lutheran, every United, Church for Christ, set them on fire. Every sincere believer, set them on fire, God. Set them on fire. The great prayer renewal in America. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come, God. Increase. Increase. We've yet to burn in America. We've yet to pray in America, God. Release something like you did in New York City. Oh! Release the great prayer meetings. Let them come. Let them come. Oh, set Saddleback Church on fire, God. Set them on fire. Release the spirit of prayer, Father. Let it come. Let it start with us. I want to burn tomorrow, Father. I want to burn on Sunday. I want to burn next week. Oh! Till I'm dead and you live. Till I'm dead and you live. Oh, God, set me on fire. I'm not dead yet. I'm not dead yet, God. Send no spirit of intercession. Release it, God. Release it. Release it. Release it. Let it come, God. Oh. Release it, God. Move in this room. Break open the heaven. Send the spirit of prayer in this room, God. The gut-wrenching behind it, God. The gut-wrenching behind it. The spirit of awakening. The spirit of awakening, God. The angels come. Release it, Father. Release it, Father. Release it more. 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 More, God. Beloved, the world's seen us at the voting booth, but they've yet to see us pray. They've yet to see the great prayer revival in America. Oh, God, bring it. Bring it. Bring a prayer revival that's stronger than any vote, God. Send the prayer revival. Oh, send the great prayer revival in America. Let it come. Let it come. If you were born after 1984, or from 1980 on, if you were born then, I want you to come forward. Now don't disengage. We just kicked into a Western altar call mentality right there. I don't care whether you stay or leave, but whatever you do, stay engaged. God gives you a vision these next 6 months. Every morning you wake up, I need the Holy Spirit and fire. I need a baptism, God. I need a baptism. I don't know about you. I can't live this way any longer. I am sick of being in a cutting edge prayer movement. I got to burn. I've got to be on fire. What in the world is cutting edge? We've got to have a revival. Whether my pastor gets what I'm doing or not, I've got to pray. Now, all those born in that generation, right up here. Now, you older ones, you elders, begin to stretch your hands out at them. This generation's got to be bold. You've got to have iron. You've got to not be afraid. You've got to not draw back. You've got to take that Xbox and throw it in the trash, beloved. You need an awakening. Who gives a rip about DVR? It's not that impressive anyway. Throw it in the trash. We've got to have an awakening. The future of this nation's been entrusted to you. We've got to get fire on our lives right now. The apostles, they heard the word of judgment coming to Jerusalem. And they went in that upper room and they began to pray. They began to cry out. They got a vision of the resurrected Lord and His glory. They got a vision, the power of the Holy Spirit. And they went in that upper room and they came out. The Holy Spirit and fire on them. And the very first word they prophesied out of that upper room is this. It shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And they prophesied of the judgment to come. That before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord, God in His mercy would send an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And there would be a remnant of men and women who would prophesy, who had responded like Joel said, who had given themselves to prayer and fasting, and they would be recipients of the Holy Spirit and fire, and they would prophesy to their generation the coming of the Lord, the day of the Lord. And in the midst of that coming of the great shakings and dealings of God, those prophets would prophesy about the mercy and the amnesty offered to them in Christ Jesus. And everyone who would call upon the name of that Lord Jesus would be saved. The very first word Peter came out of that upper room was saying this: the prophecies of Joel are upon us. Israel, hear. You must respond. If you respond, the times of refreshing will come. If you do not, shaking awaits you. Here's the good news. God is raising up an upper room right now in America. We're standing between the crisis, and God is raising up an upper room, and he wants to send fire on it. And he wants to baptize you with fire, that you get boldness to begin to proclaim the gospel, and that we see an awakening, that even in the midst of shaking, a great revival would come to America. The greatest hour of America would be yet. But you've got to ask for God to send fire on your upper room. And you've got to get in that upper room. 500 people saw the resurrected Lord one time, but only 120 of them went to the prayer room. Right now, you've got to say in your heart before God, God, put fire in me every day. Every day, you've got to wake up and contend for fire on your spirit. Right now, you'll feel the Holy Ghost and fire, and tomorrow, you'll wake up as dull as you were this morning. You've got to ask him every morning, put fire on me. I'm going to the upper room, God. Put fire on me. Fire on me. Fire on me. Fire on me. I want to be part of the solution. I want to be some of the sons and daughters, the prophets who prophesy to this generation the coming of the Lord. So right now, right where you're at, everyone who responded came up front. You begin to ask God to put fire on you. You ask him to realign your DNA, and you cry out, God, separate me from every dark thing. Deliver me from every dark thing. Cleanse me. Wash me with the blood. Exalt Christ in me. Put fire on me. I need awakening of prayer. I don't desire prayer. I'm bored stiff. The songs aren't that great. The service isn't that amazing. God, release fire on me. I've got to have an inward renewal by the Holy Spirit. Begin to pray for them now. Begin to pray for them. The elders in the room, begin to pray for this generation. Come, Holy Spirit, and fire. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Release it. Release it more. More on this generation. More on them. Ask God to give you the spirit of prayer and a burden for revival. Oh, that our sons and daughters would prophesy. Ask God to clear the confusion from your mind. You are living in the hour of shakings. Settle it in your mind. Get the notes from the night. You study it. You seek it out. You read what your forefather said. You read what the Bible says. You settle it and ask for fire. Your school's got to have a revival. Beloved, if that upper room in Jerusalem released an anointing that called the city that killed the Lord Jesus back to him, and a revival broke out, your college is nothing. Your college is nothing. It's small. God has turned whole nations to him in a moment. Your humanistic campus is nothing compared to the glory of God. He's been tearing down humanistic cultures ever since the beginning of time. It's time your generation saw it. Release it, God. The University of Kansas, University of Texas, USC, University of Florida, University of Georgia. Begin to release it at Ohio State and Michigan, God. Begin to release it, God. Oh! Begin to release it at George Washington. Let Harvard begin to cry out, God. Let the great prayer revival at Harvard begin, Father. Let it come to MIT. Oh, let every high school burn with a remnant of prophets, sons and daughters. Let it come, Lord. Let it come. Release it, God. You're sitting there and you're going, I can't feel a thing. I'm so dull. I'm so just weak. Then you ask somebody next to you, say, pray for me. I need fire. I need God to visit me. I need to wake up. I'm asleep. I don't know what's happening. I got to have the Holy Spirit and fire. Well, don't wait. Go to your Christian brother, sister right now. Say, God, I got to get awake. I've got to wake up. I don't have any movement in my heart. There's nothing going on in me. I don't feel anymore. Oh, God, give us feelings again. Give us emotions. Come, Lord. Yes. Come, Lord. Release it, God. Shandelele bakitele. Oh, God. Release it, God. Release it, God. If you came here together as a city, it's a group of intercessors, gather together, start crying out for your city. We've left the service a long time ago. We're in a prayer meeting now. Let's begin to cry out. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh! Release it, God. Release it, God. Oh. Increase it, God. Increase it, God. Increase it, God. Oh! Oh. you're from Texas, raise your hand. Just saw in my mind's eye fire hitting the state of Texas. Begin to cry out. If you're from Texas, begin to cry out for your state right now. The fire of revival, the spirit of prayer. Alabama, God, set Alabama on fire, God. Set Alabama on fire, God. Release the spirit of prayer on Alabama, God. Oh, Father. I kept hearing the phrase, see you at the poll. I heard in my spirit, see you at the poll. I heard a great glued to the poll movement. Glued to the poll. Not once a year. I saw beginning of prayer meetings every day. Every day beginning to erupt in high schools and middle schools. Beloved, there's going to be some of your children who are 9 years old wanting prayer meetings in their elementary schools. The year that prayer came on the church in America. The year that prayer, oh God, fulfilled that word from Shirley Dobson. Release the great prayer revival in America. Release it. Oh, let Texas cry out. Let him cry out. Let California, let a great move of mercy come to California. Oh, let the LA area explode with intercession, God. Oh, let San Diego begin to cry out. Let San Francisco have a great prayer move. Oh, release it, God. Release it. Before the hour of great shaking, release it. Release it. You've taken greater backslidden nations, Father, and turned them to the glory of your Son. Do it to us. Do it to us. Do it in our nation. Do it in our city. Let it come, Lord. Tomorrow you wake up, you ask for the spirit of prayer and fire to come on you. You start speaking to your inner man, I need fire. Fire on the altar of my heart, God. Some of you kids are going to begin to lead your parents in family prayer meetings. You're going to go, Mom, Dad, let's turn off the football game. Our team's not that good anyway. Let's begin to pray. Let's pray. Lost isn't that great. Wipeout isn't that exciting. You're going to begin to pray. You're going to begin to pray. Altars in homes. Fiery altars in homes. Your brothers and sisters are going to come to Christ. Your sons and your daughters are going to come to Christ. Oh, start block, neighborhood block prayer meetings, God. Oh, let it come to America. Oh, God, release it. Grace, fire all over America. Let it come. Let it come. Oh, shandalele. Oh, lele makande lele bakana. Shandalele. Beloved, this isn't a month and then give up. We're talking 6 months to a year. You're going to every morning put fire on the altar of my heart. Put fire in my family. Put fire on my church. Oh, God. I've yet to pray. I've yet to be possessed by the Spirit of God. Come to me. Come to me. Dorm rooms lit up for the glory of God. Dorm rooms. Oh, let it come, Lord. Let it come, God. Let it come, God. Let it come. More. Every small little church, God, set them on fire. Oh, the smallest church, set it on fire. Raise up the global upper room, God. Raise it up. Raise it up. Raise it up. Oh, Korea has yet to pray, God. Set Korea on fire again, God. Oh, set China on fire. Oh, begin to light up the global upper room. The year the praying church came forward. Let it come, God. Let it come. Set Japan on fire. The smallest church in Japan, set it on fire. Oh, God, send a global outpouring of the Holy Spirit on every upper room, God. Let it come. The year fire came to the prayer room. Let it come, God. Let it come. Beloved, I can see it. I can taste it. Oh, let it come, God. Perhaps you'll leave behind a blessing. Perhaps you'll send a blessing. Release it, God. Let it come. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Release the glued to the pole movement. We're not going away. We're not going away. We're here today. We're here tomorrow. We're not going to quit praying. Oh! We're glued to the pole. We're here. We're here. Release it. Release it, God.
God, we need your fire. Lord, we need your fire. God, we need your fire. Fire, fire. Lord, we need your fire. God, we need your fire. Lord, we need your fire. God, we need your fire. Fire, fire. Lord, we need your fire.